Today is Tuesday, December 3. You got Dangerous Dave Williams. This is the Classic Nine, where we count down the nine biggest moments in rock. Coming up this morning, Billy Idol. On this day, 1978, something happened backstage at a concert that was, well, quite crass, actually. And it involved The Cure. We'll let you know what happened soon. Cradle of Love coming up. We've got Bob Marley as well. Bob Marley was shot on this day, December 3, back in 1976, when intruders stormed his house in Jamaica trying to assassinate Bob Marley. Is This Love coming up in the Beatles? They met Brian Epstein on this day in 1961. Fifth Beatle. The Beatles coming up soon. But let's begin the Classic Nine with Cold Chisel, 1984 on this day, and they released Barking Spiders Live, which was a collection of songs from the final performance of their famous Last Stand gig. So let's get on You Got Nothing I Want first up. At number nine on the Classic Nine, Triple M, Classic Rock Digital. Triple M Classic Rock Digital's Classic Nine, The Rolling Stones, and rocks off at number seven, December 3, 1965. On this day in Stones history, Keith Richards would be knocked unconscious on stage when his guitar made contact with a microphone, causing a live electric shock in California on this day in 1965. And Keith still lives. Before the Stones, we had Billy Idol, Cradle of Love, this day, 1978. The Cure drummer, Lol Tolhurst, peed on Billy Idol backstage after a show in England, with The Cure the opening act for Billy's band Generation X. Now, Billy was busy entertaining a young lady in the men's room stall when Tolhurst aims, well, missed. The Cure kicked off the show the next day. All right, coming up on the Classic Nine, we've got Black Sabbath, but right now is AC/DC, this day 1981. In Hartford, Connecticut, they were banned from using their cannons during the song For Those About to Rock. The cops weren't happy.
So it was just the barrels. They're rolling around. I'm more like what you saw in a pirate ship, you know, the buccaneer type. But what used to happen was when they would go off, all the, you know, the spark things, they were all landing on us. And if they weren't landing on us, they were landing on the audience, you know. So they had to, you know, they had to do a little slight adjustments and come up with something else. Somebody told me they found some wheel somewhere in one of those Civil War battles. And so they copied that kind of style of cannon. So we ended up with the one with the wheel and the things.
Triple M Classic Rock Digital's Classic Nine, the biggest moments in rock for today, December 3, 1976. And Bob Marley, he was shot at. There was an assassination attempt on his life.
Here now is a special item of news from the JBC newsroom. Entertainer and reggae star Bob Marley, Rita Marley, and the manager of the Wailers, Don Taylor, are now patients in the University Hospital after receiving gunshot wounds during a shooting incident which took place at Marley's home at 56 Hope Road tonight.
It was motivated by politics. That was days before an election in Jamaica where Bob Marley was seen to be supporting the ruling party at the time. Is This Love? That's number four. Black Sabbath, Iron Man, Ozzy Osbourne having a birthday today. Born this day, 1948, and we heard AC/DC with Those About to Rock. Coming up on the Classic Nine, it's The Who. Horrible day this day, 1979. They're playing a show in Cincinnati when 11 members of the audience were trampled to death in a stampede to claim unreserved seats. And the Beatles on this day in 1965 released their sixth studio album, and that's Rubber Soul. We'll get a song from that as well. Coming up, the Classic Nine, Triple M Classic Rock Digital. Triple M Classic Rock Digital's Classic Nine, Who Are You? That's The Who. This day in 1979, a dark day for the band. They're playing in Cincinnati, and disaster strikes when 11 members of the audience were trampled to death in a stampede to claim unreserved seats. The section was to be filled on a first-come, first-served basis. When the large crowd gathered outside the stadium, they heard the band soundcheck. They thought the concert was starting and stormed the area. Also, had the Beatles too back in the USSR. This day, 1961, they meet their future manager, Brian Epstein, when he invites them into his office and proposes his new role. The band turn up late. They're all half-cut, except Paul McCartney, who turns up and takes a bath. 4 years later, they release their sixth studio album, Rubber Soul, and that is our essential vinyl record today, which we're going to drop the needle on it. 54th anniversary of Rubber Soul. So from cover to cover, you're going to hear that at midday today on Triple M Classic Rock Digital. All right, number one spot on the Classic Nine today goes to the Stone Temple Pilots. It was this day 4 years ago that we lost Scott Weiland.
Police were called here to the tour bus behind me around 8:30 last night to investigate a man found dead inside. This is at a hotel located just across from the Mall of America. The former lead singer for Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver was scheduled to perform in Rochester with his band The Wildabouts today. A statement posted on his social media account overnight announced the grunge rock singer passed away in his sleep while on his tour stop here. The 90s rock star famously battled substance abuse for years. He was 48 years old.
And number one on the Classic 9 is the Stone Temple Pilots with arguably their greatest song. This is Plush on the Classic 9, Triple M Classic Rock Digital. Hi, this is Dangerous Dave. Join me from 9. We'll count down today's biggest moments in rock, December 3, the Classic 9 on Triple M Classic Rock Digital. Why was there an assassination attempt on Bob Marley's life on this day in 1976? Fill you in on that. What happened to Keith Richards to knock him unconscious on stage on this day in 1965? We'll let you know about that as well. And we'll pay our respects to Scott Weiland of the Stone Temple Pilots, who passed away this day 4 years ago. The Classic 9, it's all from 9 on Triple M Classic Rock Digital.